You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. A treaty signed in the 1800s could dramatically change the political, environmental, and cultural landscape in northern Michigan. The Little Traverse Bay bands of Odawa Indians have gone to federal court and suing the state of Michigan. The tribes claim a treaty signed in 1855 declared a reservation for them on what is today 337 square miles of land and 103 miles of lakeshore. That land includes the cities of Harbor Springs, Petoskey, Goodhart, part of Charlevoix, as well as two islands in Lake Michigan. Here with more is attorney Jim Bransky of Traverse City. He represents the Little Traverse Bay bands of Odawa Indians. Jim, what is the tribe's claim in this suit?
I should make clear that the tribe is not trying to create a reservation or reestablish a reservation. All it's claiming is that just as the tribe has remained in its homeland from historic times through the present, even with all the more recent immigrants from Europe and other places, that the reservation that was reserved for the tribe in the 1855 treaty has also constantly remained. So the suit simply asks the federal government to recognize what we believe is the legal and historic reality.
Am I right that it was a 216,000-acre reservation that was created by that treaty in 1855? Is that not, in essence, taking this land and making it part of the reservation?
The reservation, we believe, has continuously been there since the treaty. Now, it's true that the land within the reservation has largely been lost to the tribe, and, you know, non-Indian governments have arisen within the reservation boundary. But that doesn't mean for the tribe's jurisdictional purposes that that boundary went away. Now, this lawsuit absolutely does not seek to threaten anyone's land title or the rights of local governments. The tribe is simply seeking to assert its own jurisdiction as a, you know, another layer. We all live within multiple jurisdictions. We live within cities and townships and counties, within states, within the United States.
I'm wondering what you say to property owners and officials and residents and business owners that lie within this affected area who perhaps are worried about a potential sea change in the way they live their lives.
Under the body of federal case law that's developed, there won't be a sea change. But the tribe feels the best way to address those uncertainties, instead of litigating this case for years and years, for the parties to sit down, similar to the way things proceeded in the Mount Pleasant situation with the Saginaw Chippewa tribe, and perhaps look at what's worked and what hasn't worked there in areas that still need to be covered, and really work out a mediated settlement that addresses all the things that people might be nervous about or that might be gray under the current law, like zoning, law enforcement, environmental protection. That could well be a much more effective use of limited governmental resources for everyone than litigating. But the reservation has extreme historic importance to the tribe, and that's why it felt it necessary to bring this case.
Am I hearing between the lines that the tribe's overtures to local governments and haven't been received, but now that there has been a federal lawsuit filed, there's hopes that that might accelerate?
That would certainly be the hope on the tribe's end. I mean, the tribe is certainly prepared to litigate this case until the end. And at this point, the case has been divided by the judge into two phases. The first phase, just to determine if the reservation boundary legally exists. And then if the tribe prevails in that phase, future phases of the trial would focus specifically on what that means for particular situations.
So this certainly could go for quite some time through the courts.
Yes, and, you know, we have just let everyone know that we are perfectly willing to, you know, see if we can reach a mutually beneficial solution, and that the tribe is perfectly willing to sit down with all the parties and try to mediate long-term solutions to address any gray zones that people are concerned about.
Jim Bransky is an attorney for the Little Traverse Bay bands of Odawa Indians. Jim, thank you so much for speaking with us and explaining the suit.
Oh, it was my pleasure.